This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
So get together and talk, till my forever's heart, on this Thursday morning, as I will feel the reason for the memories you made.
Consequential reason for being better is that we have the talent to be better here in the Good Day program. If I do say so myself, Doug Steffen here, at it for a long time. I think I have, I don't know if I've reached the peak of my game, but I think I'm on my game. Jay Kirshner certainly is on her game, and she's someone we love and someone to be cherished. It's safe to be in this environment, and I think that's kind of, I've tried to create over the years a safe environment for everybody to be in. Is the difference between being safe and being comfortable? Have you noticed that, Jay? It's not good to be comfortable all the time.
Yeah.
You need to have a little challenge.
So boring.
Yeah, right, boring.
Fear of failure, but failure is such a magnificent thing that if we aren't failing, we really aren't trying hard enough. We're not trying new things.
I know. Well, that's, we may be about the business of that before you know it. Meanwhile, the report on O.J. Simpson's death has been completed, and it seems he died alone. The family, there was an announcement that he was surrounded by his children, his grandchildren, but according to the folks, the doctors who were around, there was nobody there. He didn't have any loved ones around him. So where do you suppose the story? Who developed the story of he was surrounded by, you know, you see that all the time, somebody dies and surrounded by their loved ones, and O.J. was all by himself.
Yeah, what I mean is that his lawyer was the only person with him.
Yeah. To make sure they didn't kill him while he was on his way out. I'd give him as much time as possible. Anyway, I don't know, I just find that, it's sad. Actually, it's pretty sad. The whole thing with him is pretty sad. The whole, everything about him in his later, the last half of his life was sad. And outrageous at the same time what he did to his wife. He's mentally ill. And that's something that was never really dealt with. You don't do that sort of thing in your right mind. You don't. Well, anybody who kills anybody in my world, my definition is completely insane. When you kill somebody else and you do it deliberately, you're insane. So people say, well, does that mean you can use the insanity defense? Well, maybe not, but it does. I think it is. It has to be the definition of insanity, right?
Well, we have discussed numerous times about TBIs and head injuries with football and everything, and I'm blanking on the name of the one where you can't diagnose it until death.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that those tests weren't run. His body has been cremated. There are no plans for a public memorial or anything like that, which I think shocks no one. But
no.
I would have thought that they would have checked.
Listen, there is my connection to Saraskan, the outfit in Denver that does all that work for the National Football League, National Football Players Association. They do the work for the United States military to examine the brains of men and women who have passed away. And this could have been done with O.J., but obviously somebody decided not to do that. But there are tens of thousands of brains that have been examined by them to find out what the heck went on. And most of the time, those deaths that we're talking about come from the trauma of the football games or being next to the bombs blowing off in Afghanistan or whatever. That's it.
Yeah, a head injury is a head injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, So apparently we have spring break going on with colleges. Wasn't that last month? Am I late to the party here?
No, it depends. It depends on the college. Spring break typically, I feel like, runs through the beginning of March through the end of April.
Yeah. Well, there's a Georgia beach that has decided to keep black students from celebrating because of what happened on the beach last year. There are barricades all around this area. This is Tybee Island in Georgia, where thousands of black college students each year. Why is it that just blacks go there? I guess would be my question, but listen, I've asked that question enough. It's getting tiresome. So they were expected this weekend for their annual spring bash. This is the largest public beach in Georgia. And what they have done is put on dozens and dozens and dozens of extra police. They have barricaded the neighborhood streets that lead down to the beach. The beach will be open, but you won't be able to get to it. So this is an island south of Savannah that has been dealing with these April beach parties called the Orange Crush since they started 30-some-odd years ago. Students from Savannah State University, which is a black school, they made a mess of things between the music, the trash, the urination, the poop in people's yards. They've had enough. And I don't blame them, frankly. You can't conduct yourself better than that. But the thing that bothers me is that when the headlines read, black students forbidden to go to the beach. Everybody's forbidden to go to the beach during this time, whether it's blacks, whites, or whomever. But as indicated, Tybee Island has been an attraction for vast crowds of black students. 92% of the people that have gone there have been black over the years. And this is basically a white area. And again, why are we so immature that we have black beaches and we have white beaches now? This is 2024. Yeah, I used to get a kick out of the beach at Riviera Beach down on Singer Island in Florida when I was a kid. I remember stumbling onto the nude beach once. I was horrified. Oh, my God. Woo! It was an eye-opener, literally and figuratively. Do you ever run into a situation like that, Jay? Nude beach. Yep, nude beach.
Driven past nude beach.
Do you ever look?
Sometimes there's one. Not that I looked, but not that I was like, oh, abstain the eyes. Like, oh, there's a nude beach. Carry on.
Yeah, right. Hello. Children ask those strange questions. Mommy, mommy, what's that? Okay, let's divert from that conversation. There's a change brewing in the sea surface temperatures out in the Pacific. Now, people are immediately going to say, yeah, Doug, that's an old story. It's La Nina and El Nino. Well, not so fast. The El Nino pattern did influence weather across the country for months this winter. But there is a neutral pattern that is developing, and there's a new word for it. Please write this down. There'll be a test on it later. The new reference is La Nada. Do you know what La Nada means, Jay?
Well, nada means nothing.
That's it. That's what it means. Nothing. Neutral. Nothing is going to change the normal sea surface temperatures across the Pacific along the equator. Will not change from El Nino. Normally, El Nino and La Nina are winter occurrences that happen during the winter months. But now, La Nina sort of calms down, and La Nada, as of June, will be the ruling influence, if that's what you want to call it. All right? La Nada. These people won't stay up all night. Right? The Weather Service coming up with this stuff? La Nada. So what does that mean for the weather? Into the early summer, we'll have normal precipitation across most of the country, slightly warmer temperatures, And if it stays toward the end of the summer, it'll mean that probably in the fall we'll have slightly warmer temperatures and the precipitation. There is talk, but it's just talk at this point, about how this could boost the hurricane season. But if nothing changes, then nothing changes, right? So this is what I want you to carry away from the conversation. La nada. Right?
La nada.
La nada. I'm going to keep saying that. La nada. Remember, you heard it here first. Hooray for us. Okay, reasons to use reading glasses. They help you see better, right? Isn't that why most people use reading glasses?
I think, to read. For which to read.
Yeah. Hello. Reducing eye strain, preventing headaches. But, aren't you glad you're listening? There's another potential reason that the Dugster has found. They, according to research, lead to higher earnings. If you're wearing glasses, who the hell came up with this? Why is somebody studying this? Who knows? But I thought this is pretty interesting. If you wear glasses, you're more likely, according to the new research, to make more money than people in the same job who don't wear glasses. Right?
Hmm.
And for this study, researchers went to 56 different communities, gave free reading glasses to hundreds of adults who were farsighted. That means you can't see nearby things, right? Fine print on the menu, that sort of thing. And so after that happened, researchers checked back in, found that the newly bespectacled individuals had seen their median income grow by a third compared to people who didn't have glasses. So I thought that was of significance. I wanted to tell you about it because there are a lot of, like, Dr. Bull. Remember that show, Bull, with Michael Weatherly? It was a good show, actually. He wore glasses, but he didn't need them. He wore them, and he said in an early episode, the reason he wore them is because it made him look smarter. And apparently, that's what the research bears out. You look smarter, therefore you're worth more money, therefore get some glasses. All right? That's the takeaway from that conversation and that story. Here on Good Day, we have the time at 18 after the hour.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an SCP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America and
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber fuck?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner at the ready with a focus now on social media with, I think, the number one. She's in the top five anyway, Taylor Swift. No news there. She's more often in those trending stories when it comes to entertainment, that list, than probably anybody else, almost anybody else anyway, right? And so,
pop culture.
Apparently we are days away from a new Taylor Swift album, and it seems like there's going to be a lot of information in terms of the songs about her split from the last boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. I don't know much about him. I know a lot about Kelsey, but what about him? What's the story? What was his story?
He's an actor. Yeah, he's an actor. Mm-hmm. They were together for like 6 years, kept it very private. I mean, when you are a celebrity and you're dating another celebrity, I think that it's very easy for whoever is the bigger name, that then the other person is only known as being that person's significant other rather than having their, you know, their own thing attached to them. And so they kept things quiet, essentially, because he was an actor. He wanted his own name. And wanted his works to be honored, not just for being Taylor Swift's boyfriend. They were together for 6 years.
All right. So this Tortured Poets Department, that's what it's called, right? The Tortured Poets Department?
Yeah.
TTPD?
And we are essentially hours away.
Oh. So how it will sell because she's the most popular thing on a turntable, right?
Yes.
She's all over the place teasing it.
She's a fantastic writer, and there's Easter eggs, and there are people who are fans of hers. There are people who are Swifties. There are the diehards that look for all of the Easter eggs and try to...
What does that mean? I saw that. What does it mean she's dropped tons of Easter eggs?
Yeah, it's kind of this fun thing that she does with, like, her big, big Swiftie fans, where she leaves these little clues, and people put them together, like... Everybody gets to be a sleuth, and it's very curated. It's very, I don't want to say calculating because that sounds like a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's like she likes to play these games. It's something she has that's fun with her, like, really big Swiftie fans.
Uh-huh. So
I'm a Swiftie, no doubt, but I don't have the time for the Easter eggs. Just give me the goods. Right. Give me all of the information.
All right. So is Kelsey still the number one? Is he still the big... Kahuna, is he still the one that she's got her eye on? Is she going to marry him? What's the
story?
They
are still in a relationship.
Uh-huh. That's it, huh?
That's a sleeping boy.
That's as far as you want to go with that. So, apparently, he's
trending. I would love it if they got married. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but I bet they wouldn't stay married. Why would I say
that? Why not?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't they? What do you know?
I just think.
What do you know about this? Are you a fly on the wall?
I think that it's hard for people who are this visible to maintain. This would be, it would be very unique. You wish them well, but it's so hard for the reasons that you just explained about our last boyfriend. Who's on the top of the billing? Is it Jason Kelce or is it Taylor Swift?
Travis,
does it make it?
Well, Travis Kelce, he's such a superstar in his own right, and I think that he's a man enough to be proud of her and not feel like he's outshined by her. Even though anybody is outshined by Taylor Swift, that is a massive shadow that she has. Like, she is at the top of the world, but there's
so much
room for other people to be at the top of the world, too.
Okay, so Travis Kelce is a brother to Jason. And I'm betting that the fact that he lost his Super Bowl ring in a pool of chili would not have ever made a headline if it wasn't for the name and the connection. Yeah, I don't think so. I think no.
Don't you remember Brady and the Pats tossing?
Yeah, but Brady was somebody everybody knew. Jason Kelce, who knew him? Really?
Travis.
Yeah.
The boy.
Travis knew him. And who really knew Travis Kelce? He was nowhere near as big a name as Tom Brady. Everybody, for every reason in the world, knew who Tom Brady was. Nobody knew Travis Kelce. He played for Kansas City. That's it. He's a lucky guy, I think, in many ways. Hopefully it lasts. It's good.
He's
if it's good for him, then happy.
It's good.
Right. All right, let's put out some love there here on Good Day, 28 after the hour. Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything on the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog, OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless, flavor and value, and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks, every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. 6-pack of towels, $25. 4-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ford Motor Company issuing a recall for more than 456,000 Bronco, Sport, and Maverick pickup trucks due to a powertrain problem. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration warns the control modules in these vehicles may not detect a battery charge, leading to power loss. The recall encompasses Bronco Sports manufactured from February 2020 to March of this year. Boeing, facing allegations of concealing significant safety issues, as testified to by their quality engineer and whistleblower, Sam Salapour, in a Senate hearing Wednesday.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align.
Salapour cautioned that Boeing's 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws. Despite raising concerns with leadership for several years, Salapour claims to have been dismissed. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few.
After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if he doesn't know the facts, he'll make them up.
Life is a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. Now, come on, Angus, live,
Mayhem and anti-mame, they went together, right? That was a bit, I'm guessing that you don't know anti-mame. Shall
nope.
I guess that, Jay? Don't know who. And you know
that
what?
Be a safe assumption.
At your soonest opportunity, please ask your father about anti-mame. Auntie-mame, if you will. It's the Good Day program. 34 and change, almost 35 after, 25 before the new hour. This is our Thursday program. I would like you to meet Aurora. The reason I would like you to meet Aurora is because she or it is somebody I talked about the other day, but I did not name Aurora. Aurora, Jay, is the four-legged robot designed to look like a predator to keep wildlife away from airport runways, as is being used, is being tried on four airport runways around the country now, in anticipation of it being used again. And I told you the story about me and the coyotes that I bought four or five plastic coyotes to put out in the field. So maybe I I'm going to imagine that this robot is a little more expensive than those plastic coyotes. But at any rate, the object is the same. Keep the varmint away from our operation, please, and thank you. Let's talk about how we get our news and information. A lot of people tell me through our social media and other exchanges that I have with people here and there that they get a lot of their news from us. And one of the things that I have always prided myself with is this is not, we're in the world of news talk radio and news talk television. But what I strive to do is what News Nation is doing, actually, on television, to cover all of the stories of interest, or as many as you can, not just the political stuff. Because there's more to life than politics. And unfortunately, talk radio over the years since the advent of Rush Limbaugh kind of led itself under his sort of leadership, because he was so good at what he did, he changed the course of what was conversation radio. That had been, Limbaugh started in 1988. Talk radio really started in the early 70s. I got on board in 1974. I was one of the earlier ones. There were some really good people that were on local radio stations around the country that became part of various daytime networks, and a lot of the older folks who were listening will remember some of those names. I'm not going to throw them out because they're not around, and what difference does it make? My point in the conversation here is to ask you, and it's been asked in many ways, but I think the time is more perilous now because of fake news. Lack of news, no information, or the information you have is wrong. And so what is this doing to our ability to make good decisions? That's kind of what I'm aiming the conversation. I'm trying, when I tell you stories, the fun stories, you don't have to think anything other than just enjoy them. But there are some things that I would say on the air that are motivated to have you think about what's going on. And that was the case. I remember my local newspaper here, the Framingham News. That's what it was called, and that's what it was. It was a local newspaper that was the mainstay of our town. Everybody stayed out of the way of the reporters. And we had the radio station I worked for 13 years, the local radio station, the AM and FM station here, WKOX, also had a great news department and focused the guy. There was one guy in the newsroom who was up all night, every night, actually writing copy and doing the news so that we could report it on the air the next day. But if you look around today, you have a hard time finding a local newspaper and even a local radio station. There are local stations, but they may have a local morning program, that sort of thing. But the rest of the day, it's all syndicated stuff. In the world of newspapers, there isn't even any syndication anymore. There's just no more newspapers. And people will say, well, that's because newspapers have gone online. Nah, not really. They've kind of taken a stab at it. But especially in rural America, where there are so many rural newspapers that aren't in existence anymore, how do you get your news? And I think that's a question. I was looking at the story of one of the newspapers in one of the towns where we are heard in Iowa. The newspaper that was connected to the University of Iowa student newspaper called the Daily Iowan, they have 90 students that are reporting, and they are putting out a newspaper that's connected to the University School of Journalism that will hopefully help people understand what's going on in the community. But this is a rarity. This is not being done in a lot of colleges. And so I tell you the story because I think it's kind of cool that it's going on in this rural community. When you look back over the stats here, since 2005, the United States has lost over a third of its newspapers. How do you have a healthy society where people need to make decisions on important issues when there's no information about the issues? Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, think about it.
Half the time it's opinions based on the information, not just opinions, the same information. And then you have to waste time looking at so many different news sources so that you can get the facts and dump out other people's opinions so that you could truly form your own.
Yeah, that's very true. That's the way it ought to be, but that's not the way it is. We're, and even radio programs, radio networks, a lot of stuff is just drying up. It's going away. And that's because we have this consolidation going on. The fact that the big companies can push the small companies around, either absorb them or put them out of business. My head is on that now, and that's kind of why I told that story. All right, here's a big deal in Toronto at the airport yesterday. 9 people were arrested in a $15 million gold heist. This is
not
a movie.
That's a lot of a new movie.
That's a movie. Search warrants are out for 3 people that weren't captured. $20 million, in Canadian it's $20 million, in ours it's $15. Police have only recovered 6 gold bracelets worth about $65,000. The rest of the gold that was stolen from the cargo facility, this investigation has been going on for, what, a year? They can't find the gold, they can't find the people. So I thought it was interesting that this is sort of one of those things. They couldn't figure it out, but since last year to this year, they've arrested 9 people. That is a movie. Yep, that's like The Italian Job, which seems to show up every night on some network. You like that movie, The Italian Job? Wahlberg?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Charlize Theron, Donald Sutherland. It's a good movie.
Fun.
Edward Norton's the bad guy. Yeah, it's a good movie. Very good movie. So, we got a lot of things bouncing around here. In England, the National Health Service has announced a ban on the use of puberty blockers for the treatment of gender dysphoria, gender incongruence. Basically, this is about transgender youth and transplantation, right? Puberty blockers. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't understand. You seem to be more up on this than I am when it comes to identity and what you're thinking about it. I think some of it is artificially creating a lot of hubbub, a lot of insecurity, a lot of dangerous opportunities for physicians who are not ethical.
It really comes to reproductive issues when you think about what it truly comes down to, because sex itself is on a chromosome level. That's science. Gender is basically what society deems, and gender norms can change over the course of decades, of centuries, based on where you are. We typically, the way I grew up, the way you grew up, Doug, there were typically only 2 genders, but there are some, you know, tribal areas that they identify 8 different genders. So it's a societal norm thing. But when it comes to the argument of puberty blockers and all of that stuff, there have been a lot of people who are advocating and in the news who have gone through it. They were living a life transgender. They started going through these operations, the hormone blockers, as a child, and then they realized that they did identify as their sex at birth, and the hormone blockers then made them unable to reproduce. And so it's one of those things that people do change their minds. Some people don't. Some people, they know who they are. I mean, I knew who I was at 12 years old, but then I realized I didn't know who I was until I was 27. And then I was like, okay, now I know who I am. And then it was like at 32, I'm like, oh, wait, no, I didn't. Now I know who I am. I'm almost 40, and I'm like, who the heck am I? things change. People change their minds.
You're the co-host of the Good Day program. You're the wife of Ryan, and you're the mother of Mac. That's who you are.
Those are things.
Daughter of Mike.
Those are things I do. Those are people I am connected to. But when it comes to a lot of this, if you do later change your mind or change how you identify, and it went against your sex at birth, and then it changes, and you went through these things, I think that's where a lot of the argument is of people who have actually gone through this, because then it took away their ability to reproduce in the way that they wanted to.
I don't know. The world is kind of kooky, crazy stuff going on that not easy to understand. Here's another one. Authorities in Michigan today issuing a warning after they discovered a hidden camera in a girl's bedroom.
What?
Yeah. The 30-year-old guy named Nicholas Lee, apparently it all started with this guy doing some work in the house, and he stuck a cell phone plug into this girl's bedroom, and therefore he could see. What are these? I don't even want to talk about this anymore. These sickos, these are the people that should be taken away. I mean, remember the old song, they're coming to take me away, They should be taking guys like this away. Take them away. Get rid of them. They're subhumans. All right, can I end this segment on an interesting note? Not that all the stuff we're talking about isn't interesting, but there's a new overview of median household incomes, how much we earn in the United States. Average income, $70,784 across the country. In Alabama, where it's the lowest, $56,929 is the average annual income in Alabama. Alaska, $81,133. Nebraska, $78,108. I'm looking for, let's see, New Jersey, $88,559. California, $81,575. The annual average income in Connecticut, $80,958. In the District of Columbia, this is pretty interesting because that's the highest number. Maryland, where they all live. Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia all have annual incomes over $90,000. That tells you something about government and where the money is, doesn't it? I mean, think about that. The most money, average money, is where the government is spending lots of money in those areas. So that's real food for thought here. 48 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Pay for by NHTSA.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is not Joe Piscopo. This is the real thing. Francis Albert Sinatra doing it his way. Crank it up there, James, if you will. All right, so Chucker. Movie Moments here on Good Day, by the way. Chuck Curry is here with a story behind the song. All right, Chucker, take it away, please.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday it was announced that Martin Scorsese, who's just come off his acclaimed film Killers of the Flower Moon, has two projects lined up. One is a movie about the life of Jesus Christ. He says he would like Andrew Garfield and Miles Teller in the movie. I don't know what roles they would play. I think actually Andrew Garfield would make a really good Jesus. But he also is going to make a Frank Sinatra biopic with Leonardo DiCaprio,
really?
And Frank Sinatra. Yeah, and Jennifer Garner as his second wife, Ava Gardner. He just has to get, I guess there's some sort of litigation in the estate of Sinatra. That's why this film has been delayed, but he hopes they could work it out and he can do those two movies back to back. That's actually pretty cool, I think so.
Yeah, it is. All right, what other production information do you have for us today?
Steven Spielberg announcing that his next film will be an original idea. That doesn't happen often. It'll be about it'll involve UFOs. I think that's pretty awesome. You know, Spielberg getting back to his 70s, 80s glory with an original idea. You know, Close Encounters. I think, actually, if he made a movie like Close Encounters now for the audience in 2024, I think it's too sophisticated of a project, but let's see what he has in mind. And there's another big story that actually broke yesterday. Director Quentin Tarantino has had this film titled A Movie Critic in pre-production for at least a year. The scripts have been written. Brad Pitt has been cast. It reportedly was about a film critic that took place in the 1970s. I was looking forward to it, and then last night it was announced that he pulled the plug. He changed his mind, and I guess he got cold feet on the idea and doesn't want to do it. First thing that popped in my head, Doug, was was that had to cost some money in pre-production. I mean, you don't cast Brad Pitt in a film and get it ready to go and then pull it and it's, you know, scot-free cost. So that sort of shocked, I guess, the industry when that was announced last night.
I don't think so. All right, here's the latest from Michael Douglas, who has been interviewed about his father, and he recalled for the interviewer the moment he was finally able to step out of the shadow of Kirk Douglas, his father. He's 79 now. Wow, 79 years old. Michael Douglas. He said till 1987 he felt he was under his father's shadow, and then this was like two decades into his own acting career. He was asking himself who he was. And then, you know, he was much of the time considered to be, oh, there's Michael Douglas, the son of Kirk Douglas. That happens, right, with a lot of...
Yeah, sure it does. I mean, listen, they look alike. He certainly looks more like his father at this age. But I would say this, that Michael Douglas, when he was doing films in the 80s and 90s, to me, he was a perennial movie star. I mean, he owned the screen in a very adult way. I loved his work. I think he's a great actor, and I think his film biaga, you know, the work he did in the 80s and 90s is going to stand the test of time. He was great. He is a great actor. I'm a big fan.
The Streets of San Francisco was my first foray into him with Carl Malden. It was a great TV show, frankly.
Yeah, and then he got the rights to produce One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah,
as a producer, and then you know, China Syndrome, all those movies, he really, really good.
Yep. There's a James Bond trailer with Henry Cavill, Margot Robbie, 2 million views on YouTube. What the heck is this about?
It's fake. One of the trends, Doug, as of late in our depressing society is people going on YouTube and cutting footage from other movies into fake trailers. It's just done all the time, and I guess people think it's real.
Oh my God.
People think it's real, and it's hard to believe that 2 million people watched. They do this all the time. I think it's silly and ridiculous, but you know, some are better than others. But I guess this fooled people, and it got eyeballs. What do you think about Henry Cavill possibly being Bond? He's 40 years old. He said in an interview yesterday he might be too old if he was picked. He's not too old. 40's not even close to being too old to play Bond.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for
it.
That's what I say. Go for it. All right, Chucker, will you go for being back here tomorrow? That'd be nice.
Sure, I'll come back. Thank you, Doug, very much.
Thank you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.